Blog Talk Radio.
Attention everyone. You don't want to miss the Andre Williams story, an incredible tale of perseverance and triumph over adversity. Despite being diagnosed with muscular dystrophy at a young age and given only 12 years to live, Andre never lost his fighting spirit. His inspiring journey will leave you feeling motivated and uplifted. This amazing book is available now on Amazon for just $14.95. Don't miss your chance to be inspired by the incredible story of Andre Williams. Order your copy today.
What you talking about, huh?
Yeah.
I wasn't even looking at the words no more. Rocking around your town with the big ass knots. Big ass cop, walk around town with the big ass knot. Might fuck around with the big ass thot. Run the niggas down with your big ass drop. Big ass cop, niggas cap a lot, live a big ass lot. Niggas make a lot, got a big ass pot. Tryna take it from me like your big ass down. I'm no regular, regular, got my cheddar and fellas on it. Regular schedule when I'm ahead of you, weather perpetual's a better view. I'm a female Kendrick, niggas can't believe a female D. Niggas envious, they fold the sentences green. Sentences mean epitome of damage you clean. Savage regime, scandalous team, damage the scene, manage to leave, damage to breathe. Wait, nigga, I done cut down the family tree. Now you can't take family leave. Watch the family achieve what the family dreams. Family scene, scenes are being seen as beneath things. We gon' need family cheese to let the family breathe. Now what I gotta do to prove to you the usual suitors ain't suitable to be a view of you? I'm sicker than cooties to a room to catch me a flu or two. Damn, nigga, what they gon' do? Big ass cop. Hey, man, I try to tell these niggas. Just because I'm a female don't mean I can't do what it do. Just like all y'all niggas do. Honestly, I'm probably better than most of y'all niggas, for real. Man, who the fuck am I? Big ass cop. Walk around town with the big ass knot. Might fuck around with the big ass thot. Run the nigga down with your big ass drop. Big ass cop. Niggas cap a lot, live a big ass lot. Niggas make a lot, got a big ass pot. Big ass pot. Take it from me like your big ass down. First crew, baby, packing in the bag. She obsessed with the fashion. Taking out the trash on you, bitch. I don't wanna hear about the bragging. I never heard nagging when they had the static in the trenches. I was ballin' on the budget. Fuck the car busted. Fuck the car rusted. Fuck the bad nigga to the pad, then I busted. Now the wrist flooded. I'm everybody cousin. Took a nigga bitch, now everybody cousin. Nigga talk slick, now everybody bustin'. Wipe a nigga nose, no tussin'. Nigga chose a coffin, could've been tussin'. Nigga nigga out his pride, it ain't nothing. Something on the thighs, I got the whole blushing. Rushing, she just wanna touch me. Tryna put my butt. Big ass cop, walk around town with the big ass knot. Might fuck around with the big ass thot. Run the nigga down with your big ass drop. Big ass cop, niggas cap a lot, live a big ass lot. Niggas make a lot, got a big ass pot. Tryna take it from me like your big ass down. Who I'm supposed to be, who am I becoming? I wanna be free, I don't want the drama, but it won't me. I'm so sick of running, I done had everything and I done had nothing. So say what you will, but you will say something. The rookie that y'all said was trash, that can't jump it. I want money and fame, but thought it out bumming. Many people doubted me and had my mind numb and my time coming. Like I manifest the AP as far back as slavery. I think the Lord has saved me. Niggas on me like white on rice, but this ain't gravy. Family friend, bitches and business, they tryna play me. But like a newborn baby, I ain't growing. Like a nigga with a small dick, I ain't showing. And I'm knowing them hit dogs keeping you up. I'm the shit, y'all picking me up.
What?
I told y'all, nigga.
Everybody say they fuck with you, but keep on switching up. They show fake love, every couple months they checking up. And if he's talking on me, bet his fucking chopper rip him up. They know it's Dando, chopper on me, fully loaded, 100 rounds of ammo. And if you try to play with me, then I'll play you like banjo. Said I come from the rock, where all my shooters on commando. I said R.I.P. my brothers, now we running out of candles. I poured a bottle out for all my feelings I can't handle. I swear my fucking heart gone, put it all in my song. I'm talking to the reverend just so I can right all my wrongs. And I feel like the king and all y'all just look like my pawn. Fuck it, how you kill the pain, do it with like five bombs. Demons been up in my brain, now I feel like a lost cause. Fucked up, now I'm seeing all the pain that I caused.
All the pain that I caused.
Babe, I don't know if I can take any heartbreak.
Any heartbreak,
I take drugs every day, cause of my brain.
done took my phone off the Indeed for the last time. Said R.I.P. my brother, told my say that for the last time. And I come from a city where murder they favorite pastime. Spun around the block, caught up, he seeing flatline. Spun around the block, caught out, and now he dead. I said I got paranoid, I've been creeping in my head. And if he try to play with me, then I'ma fill him up with lead. If I see a opp, I'm seeing red. If he talking on the phone, I make him regret what he said. I just popped another perk and I can't wait to go to bed. I said, bitch, I'm counting bread. You can see it spread. Got two hollow tips, they hit his head and turn him to a sped. If he talking on my name, I grab the chopper out the shed. And if he playing with me, then he know he playing with his life. I got a bad bitch and I can't wait to make her my wife. And any bitch that took my heart and broke that shit, then you could die, bitch. Bae, I don't know if I can take any heartbreak.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings. Check up your cup, please. Don't wanna eat food. Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire. I'll fly ya. Sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I will know.
Much more. I ain't gotta be a star, I'm a player on the team. I came without a crown, still motherfucking king. A person don't sleep, still God have a dream. You see it unfold, it ain't what it seems. If your plan's not proper, then you're pouring for me for. That's probably what I'm doing, so I'ma keep going. The game already owed, no time, just keep scoring. Someone take the mic, cause one, what you doing? This shit here is hitting on another level. The scholars came out, so talking to the devil. I'm getting cold shoulders, the treatment is like the rebel. I was on train tracks holding the heavy metal. I gave them shit, I'm thugging in public. I walk with a limp, I'm ashamed, but she love it. Keep your past with presence, say fuck.
Came in with my cage, nigga gets back or a nigga gon' sit down. Now I'm really mad, so the king gon' flip out. Control your most until it's a head out. Watch everything, how you talk, how you get out. If you know, then you know. If you know you're a pro, never talk, run a group. Any tend to do a most, you a player in the game. How you messing with a ghost, man? Man, gon' put him out here, roast. Bad women run me press, fresh. I don't care about who next. Yes, please don't send me no text. We ain't in it for regrets. We gon' go till it ain't nothing left. Push you on reset. How you gon' treat me like a reject? We ain't gon' play, it ain't recess. Baby, take a deep breath. Card in the zombie, how she eat flesh. On E, gets the gas out. Drag wrists on the wheels, they gon' mash out. Man, one like two when the cash out. Bloodline make three, then you ass out. Call hit before the four, lead candle at the door. Man, we call them pound five when the mag out. Fuck with me, cause we run into a bag now. Upper class, now I'm far from a class town. That's a gang, nigga.
And you know I'm willing to spray the case too. Get into the paper, I get you boxed up. I got some young niggas that don't give a fuck. I'm one of them niggas that don't give a fuck. And I heard you on E, I can fill you up. She fuck with me, cause you're not real enough. And I asked you, she wants to hang or the cops. Nah, nigga, man, you gotta come peel me up. You want the bang or the perk, bitch? And you not toxic, you kinda irky. And I'm not the last man, I come in first place. Came in the road, no feelings, you can't hurt me. Don't try to dirt me, it's putting all O's on your block. I'ma ask them out, all you going tic-tac, nigga, gonna try get down. I'ma try hitting nigga first, but broke, gonna try get his lip back. It's gonna be a family and young, and I'ma catch him at a kit back. I'ma outside looking in, everyone clues, but truth be told. I know part of fang was probably gonna be with that. Wonder who fit that, it's up like you did your soon. Back then, I was picking up pebbles, now I'm holding. Damn. Seen what I'm struggling, I was done with. Don't say a nigga ain't told you. Now that I'm older, I'm a dragger. Do right running that bag up. I never had love. Gone with a lady trying to tag us. Two high speed things one day. No cameras, they trying to flash us. I act out in the act. They think that I'm the main character. Natural born babies, nigga.
Hold up, Carlos. Yo, the last album was great, but I just think we need to give them more on this one, man. We need to do one more song.
Yo, Ted, I think we need to just go and relax, chill with our girls today, enjoy ourselves, man. Think about this business tomorrow. We got 14 songs.
I'm not going to argue.
All right.
I'm going to go home and write another song. Y'all tell me how y'all like it.
All right, man.
All right.
Yo, Aaron, man. You take care of yourself.
I'm going to stay and chill, man. You're cool.
All right.
Yeah.
to have you here, standing right by my side. Is it a dream or reality?
Monday. What's going on, people? This boy Dre Star.
What up?
From there, Jane the Dirt. You know, I'm watching you to the podcast tonight. What's going on, O?
What's good with you, man? Just chilling, man. Relaxing, man. Enjoying this Monday, man. That's about it.
Definitely, man. So you got Daniel Gut. So you know, you don't know about going back to the back next week.
So next week you're coming back with Dollar Dash Monday, Memorial. What's that? Labor Day. Labor Day. We're gonna be back full effect. So I hope y'all ready, man. So we're gonna keep it We're going to keep it rolling, man, because I know we got a lot of people ready. So we ain't going nowhere. We still here.
All right. So you're on the phone line. You want to hit one. Just hit that one. I'll bring you in. You know what I'm saying? You're going to kick that direction, tonight. Talk a little bit. Play a little bit. Get do it, redo it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Or you got any suggestions? If you got any suggestions, how we can make this show better. Yeah.
All right. We're trying into the song on y'all, you know what I mean?
I'm eating some chicken.
All right, chicken. y'all want to hear something? For the first time in my life, I went to a weed dispensary.
Word. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
It was a letdown. It was a letdown.
Why?
I'm sorry. It was.
Why?
Because, you know, like, I never really had an idea what the inside was. What the inside look like? The way I hear people explain it to me, and I just thought it was a lot more than it is.
Well, tell us what it looked like in the inside.
Okay, first, let's go back to yesterday. And I looked there last week, and I have my ID, but my ID expired. Okay, so they wouldn't let me in. So I found my city's, I got an ID for my city also. And I took that there, and it was a little riffraff, but it was a black dude at the door security, and he was really trying hard to get me in. So at the end of the day, I got accepted in. So as I go in, I don't see nothing. There's a round table, two small round tables, and the counter. It didn't look like it. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, like, it's already smoky, it's already colorful, it's already dark, dim, light. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm around walking to a drugstore. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you pick the weed off of a screen?
No, it was, all right, picture a table in the middle of the floor. And there's, okay, perfect example. You know how the cell phone looks? When you go buy a cell phone, they're sitting on it, on that round thing, and you should touch it. But when you pull it, it's like, it's attached to a string, like you can't, like that. All right, there's birds inside each little thing. You know what I'm saying? And spread it around the table. So you should pick it up, turn it around, look at it, you shake it, see the bird inside of it. If you want it, you know, they all got different names. So as I go in, the lady comes up to me with a little tablet and shows me the read before I walk, what type of English, sativa, or the leather. And she showed me some shit, and yeah, I was just disappointed.
That's a smart setup, though. They securing it. Like when I went to a dispensary, my first dispensary I went to was in Vegas, and they had this set up different, where all their stuff was like in a case and on a shelf, and you like you just kind of walk around, and they pulling different ones out, letting you smell it, see it, feel it or whatever, and you out. So it's kind of like going into a convenience store. And then even the vending machines was dope that they had out there for the marijuana.
Oh, wow.
See, the one in Patterson is a little different.
Okay.
I saw the setup. You walk in, it's a secure guard. You walk in, and then once you go in, it's a section. If you got a medical card, you go to the left. If you're just coming in with an ID, you go to the right. So they got all these kiosks. You know the new things they got at McDonald's that you can go in and order right there from a kiosk.
Oh, yeah, order yourself. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's smart, though. That's a smart
They got a bunch of them, like square TVs, kiosks, and you go up to it, and it got all different weed on it, and it's like a computer, and you tell them how you want to feel. You press that. You want to feel stem related. You want to feel mellow, laid back, sleepy. You press that. Then you press how much you want. You press that. Then whatever kind of weed you're looking for, laid back, make you think, make you relax. Then they show you all the weeds they have for however you feel. It's kind of cool.
Wow. Technology, man. It's a beast.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's like, I don't know, I just thought it'd be a little bit more. Like, we're going to be smoking, testing weed, over here to take two pills. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I don't think it's set up to be smoke lounges, though, Dre. That's why that's like that.
Yeah.
You're just supposed to go in there and get your stuff and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. I did think they would have samples too, like Dre said. I thought that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they might have some samples.
Yeah, but and the thing is, not like a regular, like it's just like yeah, I spent like $50. I wasn't spending those $50 in the league. I'm sorry. I refuse. What the fuck, no.
That's the cheapest you can spend it past
your life, man.
Yeah. Look, they got
your life.
They gave you two blunts rolled up for $20. As far as a payroll. Or they don't know what the fuck in that bitch.
Yeah, but the good thing about it, though, with that, Dre, I would say, is that at least you know what you're getting. You know, nowadays, there's rumors around town saying that they dropping fentanyl and stuff and weed. So at least you going to the dispensaries, you know what you're getting, and you know you're safe.
Yeah. Yep. The bottom line is, what kind did you get?
Yep.
Oh, I got Ray Allen. I mean, you know, Ray Allen, fucking, what's his name? Gary Payton.
He said Ray Allen.
Nah, Gary
Payton. It was good, Dre?
It's alright. That's all right. I don't know. I can't tell the difference. Cause I don't smoke to get high, dog. Like, I smoke because I don't take pills. I don't take pain pills. You know what I mean? So I just rather smoke rather than take pain pills. Cause that's just me. But I don't smoke to get high.
That makes sense.
I don't think I'll ever get high.
Nah, I think you'd be high. You just don't know you're high.
Did it take the pain away?
It does. I don't know if it takes the pain away, or I'm just so used to the shit that, you know.
Yeah, man.
It hurts something like that. It's all normal.
Real quick, does anybody on the line that want to chime in, you know, any topic, any suggestions, any, you know, whatever it is that you want to speak about, we here. So definitely press one and show your support. So, yeah, man.
Right. You got to go to a track and come back, let y'all figure out what you did talk about. So you come back, you're running this on it.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know the number, 563-999-3718. The boy J Star, and then L. J Sean, Tolan. We out here, yeah? Yo, Mr. DJ, play my song.
Yep.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Hey.
How Thank you. Thank you. What is that?
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, everyone.
How are we?
Hi. How you doing tonight?
I am absolutely wonderful. I am excited. Oh my God, my show today was awesome. I have a question.
All of us missed it too. It was a good show.
It was an excellent show. It was very deep, but you would have understood.
Do tell.
Some people can't understand it, but you gentlemen and hopefully your listeners would have understood. So I decided that I was going to open my show with history, and it was to be melanated, black, our history, just to help expand knowledge on what we've done in the past. And I was going to close my show with someone who is currently making history. That would be profound in 50 years, 100 years, right? But today's history was universal. It was in the beginning. And just like that, that's the title, In the Beginning, and Just Like That. And it spoke about literally in the beginning. That is the ultimate history, when we were created, the purpose of it, and why and how. It was powerful. Because it also talked about, I think Steve Harvey said it, God's not finished with me yet. We're not finished. And our Creator isn't finished with us, for real. So sometimes the decisions that we're making and the moves that we're doing are not about us. It's because we're guided and led in those directions. And through that conversation, I brought up miscarriages and abortions. And how about it is not a decision that we're personally making when we decide, yes, we enjoyed and yes, we created, but no, it's not time. How about it's not us, but our Creator who is giving us that idea, that thought to move forward with. Not everyone makes that decision. Not everyone does that. Some people, as we see, give birth. Could you imagine how populated the earth would be if every, and no offense to anyone, but if every connection was born? Could you imagine? Not that I'm about depopulation, but how about it's just not, we make the decision verbally on a human level. You know, we say it and we go do it, whatever it is. But how about is the Creator saying, not this combination. This is not the right combination, even when the couple experiences a miscarriage. Yes, it's hurtful. But how about that chemistry wasn't quite right to bring forth a healthy, happy child? And it doesn't have to be a matter of health or happy. Maybe that's not the right couple to bring forth and develop and grow and nurture that child. How about it's just bigger than us and all the decisions that we made? So my show was about the real history, going back to that beginning, white, black, orange, purple, whatever color, whatever nationality, whatever ground you were delivered on, maybe made on at the same time, you know. It was pretty powerful. And, you know, I don't know what would happen if I ever scripted myself, if I ever outlined. I don't know what would happen because my shows just kind of come to me because of my connection, because of that openness that I have. My antennas, I say, are always up Nanu. But I'm just saying. But I really just wanted to make sure that everyone who's listening is here tomorrow at 8 p.m. for Let's Review the ABCs of Finances, Investments, and Building Wealth with Insurance. 8 p.m. right here on this same channel. Keeping it real, we appreciate you for bringing this to your platform. And who was on last week? Would you like to give me some feedback?
Good show. You mean as far as the show? Like last Monday?
Last Tuesday, the finance show with Yvonne Nay and Mr. Solution.
Yes.
Any feedback? Were you on? Did you hear
it was a good show to me. It was a good show. I don't think it's never gonna happen, but I think that if anybody could ever get a number or email or something from Mr. Solution, talk to him before the show, you would be able to tell him that we're gonna do the first part about this, and we're gonna do the second part about this, because it was like the show. You know, we were talking about so much different things. It was over here 1 minute, then it was over here 1 minute. It was informative and a great show. I just think that a suggestion maybe be on one topic for 30 minutes, then another topic, or one topic for an hour, instead of talking about like stocks. And then go right from there to CDs, and then go from there to retirement, and then go from there to investments, and you know, bouncing around. But other than that, it was I enjoyed the show very much. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow.
Yeah. I thought it was very informative, and again, much needed for the listeners and everybody who's, you know, in the business of trying to make some type of financial health within themselves. So, you know, I think this is a great starter kit for a lot of people who's new to the finance game, personally.
Thank you. And Dre, were you there last week?
Yeah, it's a good show with great potential. I told Jay for the first time it was brought to my attention. This is going to be a really, very different type of show if it's ran the right way. It has great potential.
Yep.
Thank you. To piggyback on Jay Sean's comment, it will happen that because you're going to have listeners and we're opening up for Q&A and, you know, they can press one, that their question, because everybody needs something different. That's why I have it as, that's why I suggested to have it as a Let's Review, because we don't want to assume people don't know anything. We don't want to keep people at one level if they're in need of another. So we know Mr. Solution brings a certain investment dynamic and his enthusiasm for men to succeed so they can take care of women. No, but you know, for everyone to succeed. You know, he's positioned. He's like in a driver's seat, and he's ready to go. Because really, someone may not be able to be on this week who could have been on last week, or, you know, as it moves along. So the information, we ask people bring pencil and paper, and I say, you know, record this because, or they can come back and listen, because a lot of information will be shared, but you don't want to not include
everyone. You don't want people to have to wait. You don't want it to be a cliffhanger. But when are they going to get to this and when are they going to get to that? He's bringing experience, and he's ready to pour it in. I was going to say dump it, but that would be not nice. So, but because really it's not what it is. He's ready to pour in to those open holes that need to be filled on how to succeed, how to get where you want to go. And that's what he has. That's his drive, you know? So, again, because the questions and answers, if it's open, that's what's going to happen. I will only ask that when the doorbell rings that they just wait until someone has finished their comment. You know, we hear the ring, so that will tell us if anybody, you know, could let him know before the show starts that when we hear the bell ring that, you know, when we finish our comment to pause, so now that guest can come in versus breaking off what the person is saying and letting the guests come in. You know, they have to kind of wipe their feet first and take off their coat and and get comfortable. And then they can, you know, I'm just saying, then they can speak. But I am looking forward to this. I felt it was a very good show. And pretty much like the first conversation we had in the show planning, but just a little more. So, yeah, I like that. And I think I text you also to see if somebody could connect to us so that we could have, like, an agenda and stay on it. He may or may not be present tomorrow, but I did hear him say, when was that, on Friday, that if he's able to come, he has put together a plan that he wants to present. So I'm looking forward to that because we all need more. You know, we all need more and more direction. We're not always going to use everything we receive, but again, it's not always for us. Sometimes we get the information to share with others.
Yeah,
you got a point.
Definitely. So that's showing. It's needed right now. I feel since I pay attention to a lot of like investing and things like that. Like I'm not like heads in on it, but I pay attention to things like that, and so I see the hunger for it. People have for it. They just people are afraid to what they don't understand. Like growing up as a little kid, I always wondered. I'm turning your channel, and I see all the people, like, running and jumping, and they just be at numbers and pointing, and I'm like, what are they doing? You know what I'm saying? All the suits, and, like, you don't know. We're growing up, right? We're not engaging that side of life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, play basketball or be an actor or a regular job. It never was, yo, this is stocks. This is bonds. We were never taught that in the head at all. You know? It wasn't even teaching in school. But somehow, you know, that's what ran the world. That's what ran the world, numbers. So, yeah,
we're feeding the industry as consumers. We're growing the companies as consumers. So I always suggest to people, if you don't know what to buy, just look down at your feet or look in your closet or look at your car, figure out what it's made of, who's in charge of it, what's the name of the company, and at least start with investing in something that you support if it's publicly traded. You may not know everything,
yeah.
But... okay. You know what I mean?
Ray, you get that from? No. You charging me this enough, but where did you get it from? You and you charge me this, you ain't get it to this. So where did you get that from? Go to the root. You know what I'm saying? Go all the way down to the seed.
No, that's true. There was something I saw today where the gentleman said to focus on one thing. Like some people speak about diversify portfolio. I like that because you might have a certain amount of money in something, in stocks that are aggressive or mutual bonds that have aggressive, meaning they kind of take risks,
But if it works, it works good. And then some people have investments in stable. So it's guaranteed to increase like this, like a CD or some mutuals, even like T-bills and municipal bonds. Like municipal bonds are something that people can invest in because it's helping your municipality. And there's no state taxes on what you receive, on your profit, which is great. So there's federal taxes, but no state taxes. So that's a good thing, you know. And, again, it's helping your community. It's helping keep your roads, I hope, your roads in order, the Board of Ed, you know, different things like that. So those are municipal bonds, and they're local. But, yeah. So we were talking about before this gentleman and I, we were talking about he wanted to invest in Tesla. I said, you can, but think about what's running the car. It's the battery, so it's the semiconductors. And the good thing about that is you invest in a company that's making semiconductors. It's not just Tesla. It's anybody who's using products where semiconductors are being used. So you're investing in the ingredients of the product and not necessarily the product. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
here.
Did you tell the guy on my show last Friday that you had some videos for him to watch?
I did, and I sent them to you. I emailed them to you before, you know, before.
You emailed me the videos?
No, I texted them to you. They're in your text messages.
Oh, okay. No, because he had texted me, and I didn't know what he
did
was talking
them?
About.
Can you
I didn't get
sure
a chance. I didn't get a chance to check it out yet. I'll check
it out. If you don't have them, then
how many you sent me?
It was two. It was one on how to have a happy relationship, and the other one was how to have a happy divorce.
Oh yeah. Okay, I see it.
And once again, he truly sounded like a Taurus male, but I could be wrong. That was very interesting, and it really reminded me of the show I produced on Broadway. I produced a show on Broadway back in the 90s called Group Therapy, and your show on Friday so reminded me of that, because here we had a person with an issue that the group was doing its best to assist them with. Or them, you know? That was pretty powerful, and that's what I did. People wrote down the issues anonymously, and then I facilitated from the stage with the help of the audience, helping them on some level. It may not have been the end all. It could have been one piece of the puzzle, but that was group therapy. I actually revived it. It's on Zoom now.
I heard that. I think I heard that.
Oh, the group therapy?
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, we're very intelligent beings, and we can help one another with patience and understanding and honesty. And I always say with that sounds like Patterson, no joke. with that patience and understanding, all we have to do is listen, and we can help one another. We're supposed to. That's why we're here. That's why we're experiencing the things we're experiencing or overhearing other people's experiences, so we can take that information and then deliver it to someone else who may need it.
Yeah, that's true. don't know, man. When it comes to relationships, man, I don't even know no more. It's I tell A's, like, if you've been with somebody for a long time and you don't think it's working out, but it ain't no, like, real bad stuff, like, yeah, I'm not, like, cheating on each other, or you just, like, if there's anything that's going to be worked out, work that shit out, because starting over out here in this world right now, it's different. It's something different, really.
It is, but if you, how do I say that? My opinion, and you may have heard, like, you all may understand, I don't know where it is, but the position that I come from, I come from a position of happy with me first. Happy with me for like.
I don't understand. I'm sorry.
You know?
Nothing. I don't understand that comment. I tell Jay that all the time. I never understand when people say, be happy within yourselves and be happy and make yourself happier. Love yourselves. I don't understand that. That makes no sense to me.
Okay, so.
With all due respect.
Receive. Nephew O, what does that mean to you? And do you think it's possible? Jay Sean, what does that mean to you? And do you think it's possible?
Always cooking pizza.
My bad. I was sitting here frosting my buns. My bad.
Enjoy yourself. But do you think a person could be happy? I mean, do you think they should be happy with themselves first? And if that's possible?
What does that mean?
Well, I think, in my opinion,
I know. What does that mean? Happy within yourself. What does that mean? What does that tell us?
It means
I be trying to tell. I hate that somebody I know, as well as I know Dre, just as much as he might hate to hear me say F love, I hate to hear him say what does self love mean? What does self love mean? Because
that mean?
Because I mean, in order for you to ask or say what does self love mean, then that mean that your inner soul is just as empty as mine for saying F love. It's the same thing. If you say what is self love,
yeah,
I mean,
what is self love?
Everybody knows what self love means. It's self explanatory.
No, Deshaun. Everybody doesn't know if he's asking.
Well, yeah, well, everybody don't know, but you know what I mean.
But listen, look, I mean, I'm talking.
I take that back. I still will say everybody. I still will say stand on what I said. Everybody knows what that means, but people will say, ask what does that mean because they don't have it. Not that they don't know what it is. Not that they don't know what self-love is, but they don't have self-love. You know what I mean?
So
but
maybe it's
that's,
recognition.
That's what I feel. I feel like if somebody's going to say what is self-love, then that's a person just seeking somebody else to make them. They need somebody else to make them love themselves. Hey,
no,
mute your phone.
Yeah, mute your phone, huh?
It's
a serious conversation right here.
But it's not intentional, Jay Sean, that person may be looking for someone to love them. It's not what they set out to do. Okay, so, Dre, the best way for me to explain self-love is if I was by myself for a month, I would be okay. I would be able to entertain myself because there's enough going on in my head, even if the electricity was out.
Yeah.
For me, there's enough going on in my head that I could be worn out by the end of the day. The creativity, the love of me, I love who I am. I respect wholly who I am. I'm not looking for someone to complete me. I'm complete. Now, we can enhance that as a partnership, but I'm not looking for someone to make me whole, to make me happy. I say in my video, you bring happiness to the table or don't come. Don't come.
But,
and I don't mean you're just happy that you're coming to the table. Bring a whole self, a person who knows their likes, who knows their dislikes, who knows how to get it, who has their own level of creativity, who can speak up for themselves, and if necessary, speak up for someone else. Go ahead.
You're supposed to do that. That's not loving yourself. If you're alone, you have to entertain yourself. That's not a choice. You're not choosing to entertain yourself. You're not choosing to let me go play your video game or let me go jogging. Let me go to the mall and have a good time. You're not forcing yourself to do that. You just do it. Maybe it's because I'm disabled.
You could try to explain it to him all you want to, but he never gonna understand what self love means.
Come on, cut the BS. Nobody wants to be alone. No one wants to be alone, but we don't want the good shit that comes along with it. We don't want to be alone. If you can find your good man right now, God came down here and said, here's all me. Here's a good man. He will not hurt you. He will not cheat on you. He will not do nothing. Would you accept that right now? No one wants to be alone, okay? There's just a lot of bullshit that comes with relationships that we don't really deal with. But no one wants to sit in this room as I'm sitting in right now. You know what I'm saying? No one wants to feel this shit.
So you're saying it's circumstantial.
I got money. I got entertainment. I got everything that I don't need to entertain myself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But no one wants to be alone. We just don't want the bullshit that comes along with being with somebody.
No, why?
We're trained to lift ourselves up and say these good things, knowing that we're still hurting inside, but we can't show it. We have to tell ourselves these things to kick ourselves up. If not, we'll break down. You know what I'm saying? So we got to feed ourselves all the sweet things. But at the end of the day, nobody wants to be alone. And
okay.
People keep saying, love yourself, You're supposed to love yourself. God gave you a body and an air to breathe. You love yourself every day. You get out of bed and brush your teeth and wash your ass, you love yourself. How you feel inside and what people, how other people make you feel is a whole different story than you loving yourself. Feelings is the one thing. Feelings is the most worst
what
thing
you doing right
ever
now. What you doing right now? You think if you talk louder and faster,
I'm not
and drown
louder.
Everybody else. No, I mean, I'm making an example. No, you going on and on and on and on. You she trying to say something, and you going on and on. You make a long story short.
Who shows the bottom line?
I was going Monday night, but
So Dre, what I hear you saying is that it's the circumstances of the past that people who say they love themselves and they could be by themselves are basing that based on their past history. So I'm going to say to you, I can't speak for everybody else. I have never been emotionally hurt in a relationship. I've never, two husbands down, bunch of men, have never been hurt emotionally and or physically in a relationship. But I stand on being happy with me. I am not lonely. I am engaged. So to say no one wants to be alone, can't say that because there are some people who operate alone. This is not about sex either. It's not about sex or sexuality. It's about self-commitment. It's about self-knowledge. And we're all made differently. From the top, we are all made and designed differently. And maybe there was a plan with Adam and Eve in the beginning, maybe, you know, according to stories. But today, it doesn't have to be trauma in your past. It doesn't have to be, I'd rather be by myself than be with her, or be by myself and be with somebody who's not going to treat me. I hear people say this so often. And Beyonce has a song, To the Left, To the Left, Right? And I listen to the song, and I'm funny with lyrics. I kind of don't want to dance when the lyrics are off. But her one off statement in that song is, I can find another one like you. Why on God's green earth would you want to find another one like him if you just put his boxes to the left? That made no sense to me, those lyrics. No sense whatsoever. I can find another one like you. Huh? But not everybody's experiencing that kind of thing to take a stand on, I'd rather be by myself is different than I'm happy and good being by myself. And know that, Dre, and all of you listening, if you're not in a relationship, it does not mean that you're not engaging with people. It does not mean that you're not going out and having a good time and coming home and sleeping. It doesn't mean that you're not traveling. It doesn't mean any of that. Home could be where you get all that rest and that peace after you did everything you did out there. Not bad. Just in entertainment form. Everybody doesn't need someone to sleep with. We can have company in our lives. We can have a lot of company. And I'm not talking about sex. We can go out. We can do movies. And, again, we can travel. We have coworkers. We're engaging.
That's not
people.
Being alone.
I don't believe that's
not being alone. That's not being alone.
What do you mean?
That's not being alone. It's
the so
thing that you need.
Self-love is bringing it.
Being with somebody like you said, being with somebody, like, not being in a relationship, but being with somebody, right? Like, being
what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, you can engage with people, same sex, opposite sex, whatever, because this is not about sex. This is not about intercourse. This happy and self-love is about knowing who you are and satisfying you doing the things you enjoy doing. Happy with you are with you when you look in the mirror and you're pleased with what you've done with yourself. Self-love. And so I guess the term may have confused you. Go ahead.
Maybe having sex with people is part of some people's self-love. Maybe that's part of some of the things they like to do.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying my term for self-love isn't about sex, masturbation. It's not about that. My term for self-love is about the wholeness in you, the respect that you have for yourself. Not to say you can't have respect for yourself with someone, but it's
about... I'd rather lay in my bed and hold somebody and hold my pillow.
See that? So again, it's not about sex. Self-love doesn't separate. So, you know what? Let's say this too. Self-love doesn't separate you from being with somebody else. You can have 122% self-love and be in a relationship and be married. Self-love is about being good with you, knowing who you are, defining yourself, not having someone else define you. And if it happens that you're not with a steady partner, you're still good because of who you are, what you do, what you know to do, how you engage. And let me say this. If a person doesn't have what I'm describing as self-love, they shouldn't be coming to a table to offer anyone else anything else. Because you should be good with you. Because what will happen if you're not good with you and you get into something for the purpose of that somebody bringing you to that level, when that person is no longer there, doesn't have to be abused, could be death, it could be anything, you can crumble because you depended on that person to bring you joy, to bring you happiness, to make you whole. So for me, self-love is when you are whole. You can identify, and this is not anti-man, none of that. It's about being whole within yourself, being good within yourself. So like I say, if you were in the house for a month, you wouldn't be lonely. You would be alone because you're in the house by yourself. That's an obvious. But you would not be lonely because you are good with you.
Trey, you looking for love?
I'm not looking for love?
You looking for love?
I want love. I want that shit. I wanna be in love today. You know what I'm saying? I've been through a lot in my life and I had it a lot. 3 times. But you know what I mean? Like,
maybe you should get on the get an online buddy or something, man. Mr. Solutions be talking about, get you a foreign or something, somebody that that's looking for love too. Because everybody has things.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I already said to myself, I don't want an American girl. I don't want an American girlfriend. I don't think I'll ever be an American girlfriend.
Because I feel like nowadays people are so damaged, man.
especially here in the States, you know, males and females are so damaged to the point that where, like you said, they don't want to entertain the idea of being in a relationship because of all the stuff that they've already went through with other people. And it's like, that's just like a modern day statistic, it seemed like, at this point, where, you know, everybody wants something out of somebody, whether it's sex, money, stability, and a lot of people ain't really engaging on some like sincere I want to be in love and let's go to the park and eat bologna sandwiches. She ain't into that shit like they used to be. Not this generation.
Did you hear about networking for success?
Success what? No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Networking for success. Match me up. Have you heard about that? Networking for success. Match me up.
I was thinking about Christian Mingle.
Well, Networking for Success Match Me Up is my dating site that I'm starting. And people are going to fill out their questionnaires accordingly. Who are you, all about you, and then who is your ideal person?
There you go,
all about them. And when those two things match up, then, you know, you'll see how it works. Match me up. I love that. Isn't that networking for success? Match me up. We're working on a survey now. But
that's
one thing, so this is what I do with men who appear to be interested. Nice way of putting it, Ivarine. So I ask them, why are you single? Do you think that's a good question?
Yes, that's a good question.
That's a good question. Why are you single? And I love listening, but when I hear she did this and she did that and she did this and she did that, you know what the problem is.
It's always
the
other way around. Yep. Always the other person.
Absolutely. Always the other person. So the problem lies in that person not looking at them. Just like the gentleman the other day, when he came on, he gave us his story. He admitted he messed up, but he presented himself like he was the victim. Like, okay, I messed up, but now I'm trying to XYZ, and she's giving me cold shoulder plus some, right? But then when we heard that full story, he has dug himself a hole so deep, he doesn't even know he's not looking at the sky. He doesn't even know that. He thinks because we see a light that it's a beautiful blue sky. No, that's just, you know, a little ray coming through a tunnel. He dug himself very deep. And it seems like he wanted and felt like she should forgive him because she understood. But this is my position on forgiveness, if I may.
Yeah.
The person who was hurt should not have to carry the burden of forgiving. The person who hurt should carry the burden of re-earning trust. You don't have to forgive. Okay, I understand and I accept. But if you're saying you're not going to do it again and you're sorry, first of all, when you apologize, it means you're never deliberately going to do it again. But the person who was hurt, for them to carry that burden, I call it, of forgiving, whenever that person does something else, like talking to the chick again the other day, right? And you bring it up, when you bring it up, oh, you said you forgave me, and every time I turn around, oh, you said you forgave me. It could be man or woman, right? Oh, you said you forgave me, and every time I turn around, you keep bringing that. Right. That person who says, I'll forgive you, that's a burden because they could never revisit when they see the behavior the same. They can't revisit it. They can,
But of course, if they do, it's that you said you forgave me, and now every time I turn around, you bring it up, and it becomes that person's thesis. The person who was wrong should not have to forgive. The person who did wrong needs to earn trust. You do the work, not them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I don't think you should know that. I don't know that. If we break up, I don't know that. I feel like for me, if I'm in a relationship, I'll give it 110%. I ain't gonna cheat on you. I'm gonna hold you down. I'm gonna keep you emotionally, mentally, and physically secure. So if I'm putting in all that effort, and then somewhere down the line, it causes a problem where either you do something wrong or I do something wrong, and it don't work, and then it's not meant to be. And you gotta tell me you're sorry. I don't believe them. I'll forgive you, but you're never sorry. So you care about somebody, you love somebody, and that person leaves for you. You do what you have to do. And both of y'all do what y'all gotta do to make that shit work at the end of the day. Fuck feelings, fuck emotions, fuck I like it like this, or you like it like that. If I love you and you love me, you gotta make that shit work. That's just my opinion.
I'm sorry means you will never deliberately do it again. You can't get too many I'm sorry's and apology out of one cup at all.
What is it I'm sorry about you? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Doug.
I was saying, what is it that I love about you that allows me to accept the apology over and over and over again?
The only
what
time that could happen
thing?
Huh? Almost. Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you said the only time that could happen is when?
If you are in a relationship that you need to be in. That's why a person will continually accept apologies, whether it's for the same thing or different thing. There's a need for them to be in it, so they are they're settling. They're settling for that for the cause. Some people do it for the children, you know. Some people stay together in spite of all hell breaking loose. They stay for the children. But then when the children grow up, they grow up repeating that same type of relationship because they witnessed it, they observed it, and they lived through it. So it appears normal to them. Bridges of Madison County, to me, is a wonderful movie to watch. People say it's a chick flick, but if either you are a female or you ever deal with females, then it's not a chick flick, it's a life movie. Bridges of Madison County with Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood. Excellent movie. When I watched it, I gave it to 8 people for Christmas. I mean, you know, I don't have to do the talking. You said it all. And the movie was so
relationships
deep.
Relationships
tough. Huh?
Relationships can be tough, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Combining the personalities and everything is, you know, everybody's, you know, a lot of people selfish, like, too. So if you're not a giving person, relationships is about taking and giving. So if you're not a giving person, you're going to have a hard situation.
Yeah, but you don't want to give up so much of yourself that you lose yourself. And once you start on that sliding board, sometimes you never get leverage to be at the top again. Not that it's a competition. I'm just saying. You give, you sacrifice, you give. You have to kind of weigh, what are we in here? You know, is this a business? Is it a tug of war? Because you could love someone
literally love them and be in love with them, but in the mix of it, people grow apart. But a lot of times people aren't able to admit that they've grown apart in a sense that I still love you. I don't do that death do you part thing. But I still love you, and I'm really in love with you, but our interests have changed. Some people are together from early, from, you know, they grew up, went to high school, college. But if you're still developing very well, the opportunity for you to develop in different directions can happen. Not everybody, but it can happen. But people get so comfortable in their homes, in their, what do you call it, social environment, that they don't know how to detach. They don't know how to detach. And then it gets ugly. When it gets ugly, it's bad. It's real bad because it only makes it worse. People end up sleeping in separate rooms. And oh, that's not living. I'm sorry. For some people, that's not living in harmony. And that's what a home should be. A home should have harmony. That's existing, coexisting. You're angry. You come home late. You work overtime. All kinds of dynamics happen. It's really over. But no one has said or done it completely for whatever the reason. And so where can someone else come into your life? Just saying. Where can someone else come into your life if you're harboring all of that anger and animosity? I know people who should be divorced. They really should be, like, divorced. But neither one wants to end it out of fear of what they're going to lose materially. Okay, well, you might lose your life physically. You know, you can have a heart attack and a stroke doing something daily that is against your spirit, against your will of a sort. So death will do you part, which I don't believe in, but death will do you part because you don't sit down and have that conversation. Anyone who's familiar with the song called, I suppose the Pina Colada song, but it's really called Escape by Rupert Holmes. And I've listened to that song since the 70s, without obviously listening to the song. Because about 2 years ago in July, I remember listening clearly to the lyrics, and I just imagined the roof of my car popping off like in a cartoon when I realized exactly what was happening in that song. Are you all familiar with that, the Pina Colada song? Did I put anyone to sleep?
No, I'm sorry. I'm in the elevator. I'm going down the elevator that has it on mute. Nah, I never heard that song before.
Nephew O, you know that song? Jayshawn?
Jayshawn, nah.
Are you with us? Jayshawn, are you with us? So the song, excuse me? So the song is, if you like pina colada, getting cold.
Yeah, I heard that.
Right? The name of that song is actually called Escape. So listen to the song and or pull up the lyrics and read the lyrics. Do you know what the song is saying?
Yeah, I never listened to it.
Do you know what the song is about?
I never listened to it that hard to really study the lyrics on it.
Mhm. But you've heard it and you probably tuned to it. Da 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 da, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Probably changed the station.
Listen to the song and listen to the song and read the lyrics. I kind of use it as a base for, and that's how I start my relationship video and my divorce video. I think both of them powerful. But it is now 2:07. Is that well past Dollar Dash?
Yes, Dre.
Andre.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Yeah, we're going to get ready to close it down, man. I know it's a little
bad. Yeah, you got to go, guys. You got to go. You good.
Yeah. So, look, we're gonna shut this show down for the night, man, because I got some homework to do. Dre got some things he got to do, I'm assuming. But next week, we back at it, 8:30 p.m., Dollar Dash in full effect. So definitely come back with your knowledge hats, and let's get this thing rolling. I appreciate everybody coming out, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. Good night, everybody.
See ya tomorrow at 8.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Definitely.
Bye.
Yeah.
funny how things change, huh? I remember the time. I guess that grass ain't greener, huh? They never leave, but you stand me in regret, and you left me in the grave. Oh my God, you can't be. That's in your knees. Everything is worth it. Everything is perfect. But now you left me hurting. I'm just certain it. I forget the joy. I'm just too much sleep. The food I can't eat. The truth I can't speak. Can't sleep. Can't wait. Let me hear. No fucking thinking. Can you hold my love? And half the time, you ain't even right. Nothing best for me. And now I'm in my zone trying to find the rest of me. I swear to God, you say it's time to rest me. You don't wanna hurt no more. I don't wanna hurt no more. It's just saying this will look for what you've been waiting for. Running in the name, I'm getting to your name. And you need to get to this. Me and him, you're the same, huh?
On your radio, make your mind. Hold me close. big love. Bring on these songs on your radio, make you right. All need love.
Thank you, man. I
get the if you get a lot of love, you don't know love. It's for eating the perfect, you're eating the perfect. Don't believe on the right. Hurt, don't kill each other. They say you left time, pick it for it. It's gonna be when you're feeling so lost. I'm struggling with your past, so I
can't hear a thing.
Who needs love? When you're rich, it's hollow. Have a kiss, just fight. Don't say you're calling me love. I don't know how much more I can say. This missing a piece of a broken heart. Every time I talk, take 12, I'm missing you more and more.
You still don't wanna be, yeah.
Who needs love? When I'm in kisses, I love how they kiss you tight. Don't take a bargain. Who needs love?
Trying to get in?
Yes. Thank
Yes, sir.
How many times you had that?
Huh?
How many times you had it? Wow, man, I'm going to your house.
I'll
see you later.
All right. Okay. Who are Roger? Will? Turn time. And 147. Yeah. Yeah. 147. 147. One time where? 147. Yeah. Where? One time. That's 6 times. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. No, please say one more number. One more thing. 913. It's two more times there. Yeah. No. Two times there. Yeah. 913. Yeah.
Dre.
Yeah.
Huh? Did you box that number?
What?
Huh?
What number? What number? Hurry up. What number?
Box 600 and box 411.
How are you? I'll tell you, right? Hey, you need 600? 600. Yeah, real. Real.
411.
4 times. Yeah. 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 600, yeah. 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 600. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Hey.
She's not listening to me, bro.
Huh?
She's not listening to me.
Yeah.
She's not listening to me.
Yeah.
Corbin. Hi, honey. What are you doing?
Hey. Yeah, how's your, okay.
Right.
All right, you're in your room.
Huh?
There's something you
can do.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
No?
No. The tender is right.
Yeah.
I have that.
What's
that? Yeah.
So,
no, you have the other net.
What?
Where's the other net that you see?
The white one?
Yo.
Yeah.
He's still on the podcast.
He's
still on the podcast.
He's
still
For
on
real?
The podcast. Yeah. Hmm, shit. It's a kidney as well. And a hunger life.